And last week, Premier Stephen Marshall made some interesting comments when it came to a potential nuclear industry and South Australia being the home of any potential nuclear industry. To get the informative bits of that commentary, we're joined by State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. Stephen Marshall's comments, does this mean we're getting nuclear power in South Australia?
No, far from it, Keith. The Premier's comments were really around what we're planning to do here in South Australia, and that is to build and supply Australia with nuclear-powered submarines. So the Premier was highlighting the fact that we don't have the skills necessary, the engineering skills, in relation to nuclear-powered submarines, and we need to be able to access those skills and a workforce that are skilled up in relation to a nuclear industry. It's not anything to do with generation of nuclear power. It's purely and simply around the building of these subs.
When it does come to a nuclear industry, as you say, in South Australia, obviously the Kimber Nuclear Waste Management Facility is a very hot topic at the moment. Do these two intertwine at all, or are they completely separate issues?
Well, I'm of the view that they are separate issues at this stage, Keith. We know that there's been a proposal that's been approved at this stage. It's still got a little way to go, of course, to build a waste facility at or near Kimber. Now, that's purely and simply to allow the storage of low-level nuclear waste. Now, this nuclear waste, as we've talked many times before, is here, there and everywhere, right across the country, and it's in all of our hospitals and at various points dotted around the countryside, and we need a dedicated facility. We have one in Sydney at the moment, and I've visited that site. Purely and simply, they've run out of room, and we need to find a site suitable to store this low-level waste. As far as the submarines go, it's a separate challenge, I guess, and I am very supportive of us building and operating nuclear submarines. I'm of the view that to build diesel-powered submarines that would already be out of date at the time of their commissioning was a backward step. So I'm supportive of that, and we have to ensure that we have the workforce capability and the security in place to work on this project.
Speaking this morning with State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, about Premier Stephen Marshall's comments last week regarding nuclear industry capacity in South Australia. And Peter, when it comes to South Australia being the home of that nuclear submarine industry, or if you like, a nuclear industry full stop, whether that includes power or not, do you think that there's room on the Eyre Peninsula for some of those jobs to come over here in the research side of things, or do you think that those jobs will be more Adelaide focused?
Oh, look, I think they'll be Adelaide focused, to be quite honest. It would be nice to think we could grow the opportunities here in Eyre Peninsula. I don't see that being the case in this instance particularly. These will be very specific and highly skilled jobs. They'll be based around the port facility in Adelaide. So, yeah, we just have to make the most of the opportunities. And there's no doubt that South Australia is looking to set itself up as the defence state, if you like, and getting the contract to build nuclear submarines really is a feather in the cap for us here in South Australia.
State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right, thanks, Keith.